This file contains sexually explicit material. If you do not wish to listen to this type of material, or you are underage, please delete this file immediately. You're listening to Dirty Bits Podcast, bringing you eargasms on a bi-weekly basis.
Hi there, Sexy Sherry here with another edition of Dirty Bit Podcast. Today's story is called Porked at the Park by Misha Elliott. Please be sure to follow her on Twitter at Misha_Elliott. I found Ben sitting alone in the dark on the far side of the park. I took another swallow of my Long Island iced tea and tried to walk a straight line over to him. Even with the heavy food I had eaten, my concoction was pretty strong. Chris, Ben's wife, had flayed me earlier about thanking her husband for being helpful. I hadn't done anything wrong, but damn, I felt guilty anyways. Getting trashed didn't really help me much. She'd given me dirty looks during the day and herded her kids home before dark. I heard her talking to the other neighborhood wives about me, but she knew nothing about me. Just because I was young and single and worked from home, she thought I was some kind of porn star. I sighed and put the thought out of my head. I would just kill her in the next thriller I wrote. I'm sure it would be a bestseller. Lots of people probably wanted to murder wannabe Stepford wives. I stood in front of Ben, my water bottle full of alcohol in my hand. With the sun going down, it had gotten considerably cooler out. "Ben, where'd you park my car? I want to go home now." He looked up at me, and even in the dim light from the streetlights, I could see he was turned on. My white cotton dress pressed against my body in the breeze, showing off my muscled thighs and perky breasts. I felt bad for him being married to that shrew. He was wearing a polo and khakis when he should have been in ripped jeans and a tight t-shirt. Ben looked like a bad boy with a scruff and slightly too long hairstyle. I bet he looked delicious in a suit, though. When he stood, I looked up. I'd worn flats, but even with heels, he would still be inches taller. Currently, my chin was almost even with his chest as I looked up at him. I hadn't expected him to kiss me. I couldn't help myself and plastered my body against him. I dropped the bottle and wrapped my arms around him as he grabbed my ass and heaved me up. I could feel his erection through the khakis. No wonder your wife gets angry eyes at women looking at you. You're fucking hung. I couldn't help my language. I got a bit of a sailor mouth when I'm drinking. I kissed him again and shifted my hips back and forth to rub against his hard length. He pulled away and scoffed. Scorn appeared on his face. She can only take maybe 5 inches. I go any further and it's just too much. He put me down and pulled away. I could see guilt eating at him, the way it was eating at me. Ben knew he'd crossed the line complaining to another woman about his wife. Not that he hadn't been kissing me. I didn't know what to do next. I'd say fuck her, but apparently you're not allowed. I couldn't help myself. The filter was off. Chris had hurt my feelings, continually tried to ruin my reputation, and I just couldn't take it any longer. I needed revenge, or... Ben looked down at me. I reached over and unbuckled his belt, then unzipped and unbuttoned the stupid khakis he wore. You could fuck me. I pulled his cock out. He had to be over 9 inches, and wasn't even fully hard. Oh, wow! I bent over and licked the head of his cock, and it twitched in my hand. I took more of him in my mouth and slobbered all over the head. Ben didn't stop me, but he did nothing to encourage me either. Well, not at first. A low moan came from his mouth, and his hand grabbed my ponytail. He held me in place and fucked my mouth with the head of his cock. I soaked the head enough so that it would slide down the length of him. He pulled me off and sat down on the bench where I'd found him. Ben lifted my skirt with one hand, and he slid his other up my leg to find my bare pussy. The sound that came out of his mouth and the way his hard cock hardened further in my hot little hand told me he liked what he had found. "You're so fucking drenched," I smiled as he removed his fingers and licked them clean. He helped guide me onto his monster dick. It took a little work to get the head of his cock inside, but once past the threshold, I slid down his length, sucking his cock into my tight pussy. The sounds I made kept getting a little louder with every inch. Ben grabbed my hips and thrust hard into me, deeper than I've ever been fucked before. I couldn't help but cry out, "Shh, we'll get caught. The party isn't over yet, baby." I pressed my face into his shoulder to muffle myself as best I could and held on as he lifted me over and over again to fuck me hard. I could feel the muscles of his arms rippling beneath my hands. He was so fucking sexy, and for the moment, all mine. Ben bounced, his cock thrusting faster and harder. The bench beneath us groaned in protest against our rough use. My muffled moans were so loud to my own ears. My heart pounded with fear that his wife would catch us. It turned me all the hotter. I pretended she was on her way here as Ben pounded into me. I pictured her walking across the park. I pinched Ben's nipples with my free hand as the other one helped me hold my face to his chest. "Oh, baby, that's it," he slammed me once, twice, and a third time. I pinched his nipple again with a third time and exploded all over his cock. Such a good girl, soaking my cock like that. Ben didn't stop, though. He kept going, pummeling me like there was no tomorrow, like today was the last time he'd ever have sex. And who knew? It could be. His mouth covered mine, and he kissed me frantically, pounding me with short, fast strokes. I felt his entire cock take on a life of its own as it twitched and released his load into me. I could feel the heat and the strength of his juice as his cock kept shooting streams of jizz into me. I'd never been so filled up before. We sat there, panting, our hearts pounding, fear still clutching us as we caught our breath. I kissed Ben with sweetness. This had been the best sex I'd had in a long time, and I let the guilt about his ass of a wife fall away. "Oh, baby girl, that was so much fucking fun. I should walk you home." I knew he wanted another round, but instead I shook my head. I didn't want Chris to come knocking on my door. Another time, I slid off his cock and bent down to pick up my discarded bottle. I walked home alone in the dark, as the proof of our trice slowly made its way down my legs. When I got home, I dipped two fingers into it and licked. Yes, I definitely wanted to do that again. The end. Be sure to follow Misha on Twitter at Misha_Elliott, or check out her other works on her website, www.MishaElliott.com.
You've been listening to Dirty Bit Podcast. Hope you've enjoyed the show. Remember that Dirty Bit is produced and distributed on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License. All other rights are reserved by our authors. No alterations or sale of this podcast is permitted. If you like this episode, we do hope that you'll tell all your friends and blog about us. Your support is appreciated. Sweet dreams.